Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, What Can You Give?
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood. The Gospel of the Lord. Again, I will include a thought from my teaching days. Whenever a child dropped his pencil box or box of crayons or whatever, there was always another student nearby who would drop everything and dive down onto the floor and help pick up all the pieces or the crayons, etc. It was gratifying to see. Maybe they just wanted something else to do, who knows? But the helper child did not stop to count the cost. He, she could have worried about finishing the paper they were working on. They could have felt like maybe they needed permission or some other reason. They gave all they had at that moment. I love it. Sometimes for us, it is hard to abandon our own interests or pocketbook or wallet and completely think of the other, especially if we are down to our last minute, or dollar, or... And yet, when we stop and consider this generous style, we can also think of many times when a mother, a nurse, a teacher, a friend did just that. Stopped whatever they were doing, or whatever sleep they were trying to get, or whatever task they were involved in, to assist a needy individual. This passage focuses on money. Jesus again points out that indeed the poor widow made the better choice. She gave from her poverty her whole livelihood. It is another of Jesus' examples on how we are to live. This passage surely tells us it is not about our surplus. Recently, I saw a clip online of a young elephant attempting to scale a muddy wall, having been down in a ditch of sorts. By and by, an adult elephant came over, got down into the ditch, and gave the young elephant a boost, enough for her to get footing up on higher ground. Shall we take a lesson from our animal friends? Can we stop what we are doing or skip a favorite purchase? Or give some time we did not know we had to help another? We are challenged to take a renewed look at our priorities. If it seems like we cannot take that extra step, either Jesus will help us to do it, or we may realize that the next time would be better. Good luck. Amen.